This is the pre-show for the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and today on this pre-show, you're hearing the voice of Jay Sanis. I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Let me just tell you, I'm back up and give you some background, because this is not going to be the last time that you hear my voice on the Phil Henry Show this week, on the pre-show of the Phil Henry Show this week. What I'm trying to say is, this is not, gosh darn it.
Keep going.
What I'm trying to say is, this week I will be hosting not just today's show, which is what Mr. Henry calls an encore show. It's going to go back to March. When I talk about my very strong feelings about people that back the car in, and if you are not qualified to back it in, you see, that's the thing. Everybody misunderstood it, took it out of context, and it was a big misunderstanding. When I did the show back in March of this year, I was very clear that I back it in as a first responder, and I need to be able to back it in, but I also need to be able to drive it out frontwards. See, if you can drive it out frontwards, you just drive it out, and people have to stop, and they go, yeah, you know, it's got to be a first responder. Okay. Because as a first responder, most of us are trained to go from the store to the car in two or three bounding steps. You just leap and bound. And I got a lot of mail from people who said that I was some kind of I was a crackpot. They said I was on crack. They said that I smoke pot. And they also said I was a crackpot. And they said I must be smoking pot. And I wrote back and I asked, what do you mean? And they wrote back and said, are you kidding me or something? You are talking about leaving a store and getting to your car in two to three bounding steps. And I go, yeah. And they're like, what are you, Superman or something? And I see, they don't get it. You know, when you're motivated and you are committed to the work that you do with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, then you're going to go out of this store in two bounding steps. It's very difficult to explain, but we do. So I have been in Florida for the last few days with Phil, with General Shaw, with Margaret Gray, with Frank Gray. Bud Dickman is here as well. I'm here with my wife, Trudy. Our son, Cash, is back in California with his grandmother or uncle. I don't know who we left the kid with. Trudy, where's Cash staying? Okay. We call it Cash and Carry. See, what we asked, you know, where's Cash staying? Cash and Carry is what we call where we put our kid. Where? Well, with the uncle. With the uncle. With the aunt and uncle, yeah. Who? Okay, my wife is doing all kinds of hand signs. Just tell me, honey. Okay, he's with Uncle Steph and Aunt Bill. Okay. I don't want to explain, but that is their name. Uncle Bill. No, Uncle Stephanie and Aunt Bill, yeah. I'll explain it later in future programs. So, the idea of back it in, something that we feel very strongly about at the Citizens Auxiliary Police, got perverted and got twisted and self-abused. And so we want to explain that in coming shows this week. But coming up today on Phil Henry Show will be a repeat of I Back It In from March of 2021. So I hope you enjoy it. And that's a pre-show for today. And we hope it gets enjoyed.